Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and happy very busy Wednesday. Welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. We've got the show of shows for you. Andy Biggs, he's a member of the House Freedom Caucus, former head of the caucus. He is working on all sorts of important items in his subcommittee on judiciary. Buckle your seatbelt. Great debate ahead. I'm going to go back, break some news. We're going to get right to the interviews first so that you don't get cheated out. Two extraordinary conversations back to back in just a few seconds after these commercial messages. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's start with a bit of a border conversation with one of our favorite guests to talk about this, Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thanks, Amanda. Thank you, John.
Sir, there are a number of methods and tools that the Trump administration gave to Border Patrol agents to protect our border, to secure our border, to thwart drug trafficking, human trafficking, specifically child trafficking. And we learned from a letter that was sent to frontline border agents over the weekend, or was it on Friday, that familial DNA testing, when that contract with the vendor is up at the end of this month, it's not going to be continued. And so, of course, there is this major concern that specifically children are going to be trafficked at a much higher rate. This is a terrifying development. This administration says one thing and does another. What are your concerns as far as what the future is going to look like, specifically for those children who, if they even make it to the border without being victimized, they're going to be victimized there?
Well, Amanda, because of the policy with regard to both unaccompanied children, but also familial relationships with children, you're going to see these children trafficked in a way that ostensibly was, we believed it was slowing down under the Trump administration. In fact, I'm certain it was, just because of the sheer numbers. But it's going to go up. And why is that? It's going to be because the family policy together with the non-vetting of the family relationship. So I'll just give you an anecdote. When I was down on the border not too long ago, we came upon a group of 21 people, and there were several family groups there. And in one of the putative family groups, it just seemed obvious to all of us that were there that they really were not in a family group. So DNA testing would have told you that, and then you would have been able to investigate, is this child being trafficked? Is this, you know, why, what's going on there? That is not going to happen anymore. And it's hand in glove with the losing of 85,000 children plus by this administration in the ORR program when they move children, unaccompanied children, into the communities. So this administration is always saying that they're humane, they're going to protect these children, but actually their policies endanger children and at the same time incentivize trafficking and more people to come into the country illegally. It's just the worst of all worlds with this administration.
Yeah, there's no doubt. A lot of concern on the front lines of the border about what impact this policy change is going to have. Sir, we're at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference here in Orlando, and time and again, people have come up to us and said, we feel like we've been denied the truth the last several years, and only now, because Republicans like you in charge, we're beginning to get the truth that we were denied. You've been sitting in on one of those famous episodes, the 51 security experts who told us falsely that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. It wasn't. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're learning in these depositions and these question and answer sessions about how sophisticated that political dirty trick was?
Well, what we've learned that's pretty obvious is, number one, this originated from a guy named Anthony Blinken, who is now our Secretary of State. And Secretary of State Blinken was then working for the Biden campaign. So this came directly out of the Biden campaign. And so that's the first thing to understand. This was not organic. This was a derivative of a Biden campaign dirty trick. Then the second thing is, these people used their position or their former position to give themselves gravitas and expert standing. The third thing to understand is, none of them knew anything about the accuracy of their assertions about this being that the Hunter Biden laptop was a Russian disinformation operation. What they didn't know that, and quite frankly, they didn't care, because as we've learned, they were more interested in giving Joe Biden a push, giving him a talking point for the debate, and trying to set back and give put a black eye on Donald Trump. You can't get more politicized than that. And then they want to come and say, oh, but we were private citizens. You were not a private citizen. A private citizen would not have put your position as former CIA director, former director of national intelligence, whatever it was. This was done to interfere in the 2020 election. And that has huge ramifications. And these people need to be held accountable, in my opinion.
Yes, sir. And there's another topic that it seems the American people aren't getting the truth on from this administration, and that's regarding the debt ceiling negotiations. Republicans did their job in the House. They passed it out of the House. The Biden administration seems quite recalcitrant, I guess, in the nicest of terms, to come to the table and negotiate. What do you expect to see from that? Because June is coming.
Yeah, Amanda, you're very diplomatic to say they're recalcitrant. I'll tell you that. So here's the way to think. Here's the way to think about that. The first thing I want to dispel is we're not going to default on June 1st, and we're not going to default even if you don't raise the debt ceiling. We're going to have one of our biggest months of revenue in the month of June, and people need to understand that. So typically, you'd only borrow $5 or $6 billion to get through June, which is an embarrassment that you have to borrow to get through one of your biggest revenue months. So people need to understand we're not going to default. The second thing is this administration does not want to make reductions at all. What I'm hearing that they're talking about, and this is, to me, this is painful, is they're talking about trying to say, well, okay, we're not going to go at the 2023 levels of spending, but we're going to be north of the 2022 spending levels. So somewhere between the 2022 and 2023 spending levels. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is this. They have... we have a structural spending deficit every month of in excess of $100 billion on average. So we need to stop deficit spending. The other thing is, you know that this is not going to blow this thing up around the corner because the White House is spending down the COVID relief money instead of clawing it back. They keep sending out grant money, hundreds of billions of dollars of grant money. Because they want to by June, they could forestall that grant money if they needed to. They're more interested in creating a chaotic situation and crafting a narrative. And I think that's what disgusts me the most about what we're seeing here.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive electioneer special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Welcome back, America. We've got a great guest to wrap up the show. Our next guest has written, I think, one of the most important books of the last couple of years, Woke Jesus, the Move of Leftism into the Church. Lucas Mile, I was on a panel with you the other day. Great to have you on the show now.
It's good to be here and great to be in the free state of Florida.
Amen. Lucas, this book has soared to number one today. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Everybody is talking about. I think this was a conversation a lot of Christians were afraid to have, but once you cross that Rubicon, once you put into what's really going on in the church, everybody's embraced it. Tell us what the reaction has been like.
Look, there's a lot of sacred cows within Christian theology, and we just haven't been willing to talk about things like liberation theology that have sort of been untouchable, and it's literally a amalgamation of Christianity and Marxism. Yeah. And so we have to talk about these conversations, and I think it's important. You know, I start in the book Woke Jesus. There is a story I tell from the early church father Irenaeus, and he talks about how Christians struggled to defeat Gnosticism because they didn't understand it. Right. And then he wrote a book helping them called Against Heresies Understand It. And in sort of that spirit, I'm writing Woke Jesus, is I really want to give the church something to help them understand wokeism, its history, how we got here, all the iterations of it, so that we can actually refute it and defeat it. And then ultimately, at the end of the book, I take the readers through to really discover the biblical Christ. And I think we end on a very positive note on what we can do about it and empowering the church to really stand up during this season.
Wow, so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that's important, I think, you know, we are living in this postmodernism world where telling the truth to people, if it hurts their feelings, is persona non grata. And I've seen a lot more Christians become bold and tell the truth more often because, you know, I think you and I are in the same generation. For much of my life, I was socially libertarian and I didn't want to push my stuff on you. As long as you don't infringe on me or my beliefs and my rights, then we're cool. But I think that for those of us who were formerly social libertarians, I think that was a disservice to our world because we are seeing, especially in culture, so much destruction. How do we as truth tellers do that? I mean, I know we have to do it in love, but we've seen this in the church with wokeness and pastors refusing to tell the hard truths of the Bible. And I know you have this AmericanPastorProject.org, and I really want to hear about this because there are a lot of woke pastors in this world and I need them to reform.
Look, in 2015, 2016, we lost about 40% or more of our church. And that was a major hit. You can think about the financial hit, the attendance, the discouragement. We lost staff members, and it was all because I didn't have a red hat. I didn't promote a candidate from the stage. We just talked about these issues. We started getting bold about these issues, and people started walking away. I live in Indiana. It's a triple majority red state, but I'm in South Bend, which has been a Democratic stronghold for 60 years. And so we had a lot of people that was a deal breaker for them if I was going to deal with these issues of abortion or marriage or gender or sexuality. And so we got, you know, I lost everything in some ways at that moment in time as a pastor, and I still pastor the same church. And the good news is we're stronger than ever. We're bigger than ever. Our church is we've literally grown probably three times this year. When 2020 hit, I was ready because we already knew what it was like to lose. We didn't care anymore. We were ready to go no matter what. And so we actually just launched a website this year called AmericanPastorProject.org. And so this is a website, you know, if you're a pastor out there, and we define pastor pretty broadly, anybody that handles Christian doctrine or content, a lot of people here at the National Religious Broadcasters would qualify for that, that they can sign a statement of biblical orthodoxy, as well as a commitment to eradicate wokeism from the pulpit. And so this is something that we're seeing. We've had, you know, multiple hundreds of pastors already sign this statement. It's growing every single day. And we have a locator on there that pastors can agree to put their church on. It doesn't automatically happen if you sign it. You have to let us know. And so you're able to list your church there. And so we encourage the, you know, people that are attendees at churches or looking for a solid church, take this website, AmericanPastorProject.org, to your pastor
and say, would you sign it?
He doesn't sign it, you might be at a woke church, and you got to ask him why he wouldn't sign it. And so, or if you're looking for a church, you can see if there's already a church listed in your area on the map locator. So it's sort of a next step, you know, with the book Woke Jesus, my last book, The Christian Left, I wanted to give people a practical tool that they could get involved in this and have something to kind of move forward with in their church community. Because, you know, if we don't have a strong church, it's very difficult to kind of make it through it today. And so this is a major component.
We got about 45 seconds left. A lot of the tactics that you talk about in here actually transcend to other platforms where wokeism is, corporate America, government. What are some of the best advice you give people when they see wokeism in other parts of our society?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what people are doing with parallel economies is very important. I think that applies to news station, that applies to, you know, where you're shopping, where you're getting coffee in the morning. I think also, you know, we have to, you know, really reward businesses that we're seeing, you know, take a stand against this, or that they're not dipping their toes. Some are silent, but they're not dipping their toes into this. And those are places we need to look to and support the best we can. And ultimately, though, you have to know what you believe. You have to know why you believe it. And you have to pay attention in today's world so that you don't fall into error and really get swept up into this whole woke virus.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us. If you want to get a copy of my new children's book, Hidden Headlines, which teaches the dangers of censorship and why the First Amendment was first to our founding fathers, why we need to restore it to being first, go to bravebooks.us right now, bravebooks.us. You'll get my book free if you sign up for the subscription book club. If not, you can buy my book a la carte, all of them. Very important discussion. My son's hamster, Chunk, an inquiring dog named Seymour Clues, a detective. They pair together to solve a major censorship issue, keeping the Hamster Headlines newspaper from getting to the hamster village. The tubes in the village are clogged. Yep, that's the allegory for social media censorship. Go check out that book. It's a great way to teach your children, grandchildren, nephews and nieces the importance of free speech, maybe something that they're educators aren't doing for them. And of course, go support all the advertisers and sponsors and partners of Just the News, ClearPath, Heritage Action for America, Birch Gold Group, who's been such an extraordinary anchor in our community for a long time. They all have great products, great services, great values that align with your values as someone who cares about the future of this great country. Go check them out today. Most of them have a Just News code you can use to save money. And that's a special offer. AMAC, of course, too. Association of Mature American Citizens. You heard Bobby Charles yesterday. That was a great interview. You can join a 5-year membership, get huge discounts on things you buy, services you get. And of course, you get a lot of trustworthy news and information and opportunities for civic engagement, a grassroots army trying to make America a better place in a moment of great peril to this constitutional republic. So go check them all out. Brave Books, all the way through to AMAC, Birch Gold, and so many others that have been so good to us. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in 3 different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. 3 great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon. I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible. You can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. an ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.